This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good afternoon, man.
Hey, good afternoon to you too, sir. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be pipes for smoking tobacco, not choking. The good stuff will happen out here. No hamster cage backy for all of you lackeys, because you're good pipe smokers this year. It's the most wonderful. I think I just rhymed year and year like 30 times. That's probably not right.
I think you did the right thing. Yeah.
Hey, happy International Pipe Smoking Day, or at least belated.
Man, that's exactly right. Yeah, man, happy IPSD. We tried to celebrate, and at least we were live on IPSD. That's a win.
That's exactly right. Look, we got to dive into that, but first I want to give a special shout out to those that are making this show happen. Of course, I'm talking about the folks supporting us at patreon.com/countrysquireradio. The Country Squire Radio International Pipe Smoking Club, who is making it happen, the Squires and Pilgrims out there, and then, of course, those that are just able to support through Patreon. Y'all have no idea the impact you'll have in the show. Y'all keep us going week to week, and we thank y'all so much for doing it. If you'd like to help out the show, head over to patreon.com/countrysquireradio to learn a little bit more. But, man, we have got a big episode. It is a fun one. It is a celebratory one. It's a weird one. But you know what? Before we can dive into it, we got to talk about
straight up weird, man.
Yeah, we got to talk about this last past week, because you're not wrong. Like we were alive for International Pipe Smoking Day.
No, we were. And look, that's a win. But like this was the most. Let's see. Okay, so in the spirit, if we're going to compare it to other holidays,
okay,
right?
Okay,
we got Christmas time, where you know if you're a you know a believer, you're looking forward to the birth of your Savior,
yes,
and all this, And well, you know, Christmas, so, you know, the Lord comes and all this stuff. And then you've got Easter, and Easter is like, oh man, we're celebrating the, resurrection of our Lord.
That's
his salvific work on the cross and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, in Halloween, we think about, you know, since we're talking about all holidays, you know, we're talking about, you know, going around, what do you do on Halloween? Well, you know, go trick or treating for candy.
That's right.
July, you know, July 4th, fondly think about, you know, maybe your country, patriotism, you know, this kind of stuff.
Fireworks.
And so IPSD, you know, you would think you'd be spending a lot of time, being excited about your pipe smoking journey and, you know, maybe promoting your hobby. And particularly if you're a retailer in this industry, right?
Mm.
And love, you know, really very vested in it and mm-hmm. you know, very much in love with it and passionate about it, big part of your life. And you think you'd be doing that rather than going outside collecting pieces of ice to bring in so you can flush your toilet after you melt it.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear that, man. We've got a pool at the house, and it's one of those things where like that pool keeps on like
control.
Providing its holding its weight several times. And so I literally was doing the buckets back and forth from the pool, but I can imagine the ice melting situation for sure.
So the past week has just been unbelievable. So, you know, we're referencing really this ice storm that hit the southern U.S., which, you know, we're just not built for this anyway. Folks constantly pick on us for it, and rightly so, because we just don't know how to deal with any kind of weather like this. But the, you know, there's one thing when you have snow, right? Snow is, you know, it's beautiful and it's picturesque, and you got little kids out there building snowmen and all this kind of stuff. There were no snowmen last week, okay? You couldn't drive anywhere. You couldn't walk anywhere. Like there was no safety anywhere. and everything was shut down. And then, because our city is falling apart, we have no water. So the ice broke several water mains all around town, and I still to this day do not have running water in my house.
Yeah.
So man, it's like so you want to be thinking about like, man, what tobacco am I going to smoke today, and like what pipe, and I'll try to, you know, maybe have a Zoom meeting with some pipe smoking friends from other parts of the country or something like that. And I, you know, we still like, you know, can't bathe. Like, our toilets don't flush. There's no drinking water. Like, we can't wash our clothes. Like, it's out of control.
Yeah, yeah. And let me just say for my fellow Texan listeners, don't worry. We need to let him complain and feel this pain, because it was rough for them in Mississippi, okay? It was, you just heard.
Let me just get it out of the way so then y'all can.
No, yeah, let him vent. Let him have his moment, okay? It was rough in Mississippi, all right? Now, I know we almost died, Texans, but let him talk, okay? Let him talk.
I just need to get it out.
No, man, that's legit. No, it's rough. Like you say,
it's just out of control, man. And so, you know, but at least I wasn't living in, you know, an environment where, you know, your heat went out and you were having to sleep in a closet and, you know, just all kinds of utter chaos like you. So this has just been, it's been wide open, man. Our shop was shut down for a week, you know, which, you know, obviously as a small business owner, it's really difficult, man. You know, a week's worth of no income, and, you know, our internet, the ice storm broke the internet. We had no, you know, no internet, no telephone at the shop. And so big time getting behind on mail orders and all that kind of stuff. Our tobacco supply of some, very important blends ran out. And, this has just been a difficult week. And then, you know, when you combine it with, I'm in the middle of, we just sold our house yesterday, and, you know, and that was a big mess up because of the opposing realtor and kind of what, you know, he messed some paperwork up, which delayed us several days. And there's a contractor at our shop right now poking holes through the wall, renovating our shop. And man, you know, I can't wash clothes. And so I'm having to wear like white pants, which you're not supposed to in the South. You're not supposed to wear those after Easter Easter, you know. So I'm just, it's just a disaster.
yeah, man, it was rough. It was rough. You know, the water thing is frustrating. That's a tough one. Mississippi, you know, being built on all that Mississippi mud, we only get a chance to really patch up the sewage in the streets. There's no
I know,
fixing,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, there's literally no fixing it. You just patch it up. That's all you can do. So a little different here in Texas. We getting almost died, man. Like that's not an exaggeration.
I know, man.
Some of us did
die.
And
there were,
like, the reality is it was terrible here. And like, The big thing, of course, obviously, is our the statewide power grid failure. And then on top of that, because of the roads, you're locked in. They shut down the roads. So we were literally locked in state, like couldn't leave town, had no power. So no heat on these, you know, for us, I want to say sub-zero, but it was 17 degrees, which is basically sub-zero for somebody who grew up in the South. And like, you know, my wife was on lockdown at the hospital, so she was disconnected. We had no Wi-Fi. We had no cell phone coverage. I didn't know what was going on in the world. That, you know, we were not getting any kind of updates in terms of, you know, and I mean, right. I mean, like, look, they didn't know. So I'm not mad at them for not knowing, because this was just a disaster. But like, we didn't know.
Yeah, it's just unprecedented in some ways.
And I mean, like, you know, and that was the thing. We had early on, we still had our power. And, you know, I get it. Like, I'm not mad that they had to, like, you know, rotate out the power, but the amount of time they rotated out the power was rough. Like I said, people died. And I remember like the first night when the power went out, my wife was on lockdown at the hospital. It was like 9 o'clock. I knew at some point they were going to shut us off. And, you know, my girls were already down and, you know, got them, you know, extra blankets on top of them and everything. And I went up stairs, because at that point that was the warmest place in the house. That shifted overnight, and then we all got basically kind of under the covers in the same room and got the dog up there, you know, just trying to generate heat.
Golly, man.
Of course, we were very fortunate, because ahead of time, like Valentine's Day, I just had a feeling. I didn't know what it was, man, but I was like, you know what? What's our flood stock, right? Because, you know, like here we got the hurricane stock and everything else. I went down to CVS and bought out the water I got like 8 gallons of water. They still had some left. So I'm not responsible for the loss at CVS. I got 8 gallons of water and a giant thing of chocolates to bring to my wife. She was more happy about the water than the chocolates. But I got to tell you, we survived off of those chocolates over the last couple of days. And it was awful. I mean, like, it was rough, man. I legit thought we were going to die at one point. I couldn't, like, I remember kissing my wife thinking I'd never see her again. It was rough.
Well, and I know at you know, she works in a hospital environment. And I think you said one of their one of the other hospitals in her area, like lost water. And so they had to all bring all the patients to
her
hospital.
They evacuated their hospital. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You don't have any kind of infrastructure that can take care of this. And I mean, there's no precedent. There's no plan for this.
No, this isn't supposed to happen.
There's just not.
I texted this to you. I texted this a couple of people because like this is what I was feeling. I'm like, man, freezing to death in Texas after 2020 feels like a really dumb way to die. But like,
yeah.
why did we survive 2020 to go freeze to death in Texas? And it was just
awful, man. It's true.
It's true.
My cousin in Austin actually was out of power for several days, and she had to sleep in a closet for a while just because it was the only place that where her heat could kind of be trapped.
Yeah.
She ate for 2 days. She ate potato chips and a loaf of bread, and then eventually she was able to walk out. She found a restaurant a couple miles away from her apartment, and waited in line for a couple hours, and then finally got seated. And then the waitress came up and was like, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but we actually just ran out of food."
Yep.
And like it was some of the most demoralizing, and she's one of the ones that made it.
Yeah.
you know, so I mean, it's been crazy, man. It's just the entire experience, I don't have any grid for it. So, happy IPSD. The only tobacco I've consumed over the past I'd say week has been nasal snuff.
Right.
Like I in myself, I within John David Cole am keeping McChrystal's original recipe nasal snuff in business.
Right.
Directly, like I need it in my veins. I need it immediately. I need as much as possible. It has been out of control.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we got to address a few things real quick. I do have like one little bit of silver lining with all this that I want to share. But before I can share the silver lining, we got to cover the direct impact, of course, to the listeners. First of all, thank y'all for letting us vent because we've seen some stuff in the last week. So
yeah,
we appreciate
it's
that.
It's been crazy, man.
But of course, because all of that did impact some things as it relates to both the shop and the show. So and we've gotten some tweets in, some people asking about this. But of course, you had originally had a sale planned for IPSD. Go ahead.
Yeah, all that's delayed. Yeah, I mean, we literally couldn't get to our shop. It was literally not. It was not possible to get to our shop for several days. And so, all our sales stuff is delayed. We're way back on mail orders, and our pipe stock is much lower than it was supposed to be for our sale. And so, we're planning our new hope is to have a nice promotion for March. And so, so that'll happen at belated IPSD that we're hopefully going to get some nice stuff in once we kind of catch our breath from this past week.
That's
so stay tuned. If you are interested, you can go to thecountrysquireonline.com, sign up for our email blast. And we don't send a bunch of emails, I promise. We're not one of these online retailers that send an email every day, or we don't send an email every week. There's some months we don't send an email, but so trust me, we won't spam you. But please sign up, and we'll keep you posted on what our March promotion will be. And hopefully you might have a few shekels left over from IPSD and want to treat yourself to something in March.
There you go.
We'll see.
There you go, man. Yeah, and of course, because the power was out, because there was no data, because of all of that, we weren't able to get the episode uploaded on Wednesday as we normally would. I think I was only maybe a day late. I remember as soon as we had like power briefly and things booted up, I got it out. Like that was like the first thing I did was get the episode out. So our apologies for the delay and of course the impact on the sale and everything. But again, Ice Age, because why not?
Your kids are in the other room, like shivering to death, and you're like, "I have to get the podcast.
Must get the podcast." You're like, clawing my way, yeah, across the room.
It's I'll like tell a you, scene out of Independence Day or something.
We did discover, there was some interesting thing. Like, so there was a pockets in our house, like, you know, there's a little kind of like Harry Potter door under the stairs, the little tiny room. Yeah. We stuffed the kids in there. That place got toasty. Like, I stuffed myself in there from time to time just to like warm up before having to go back out. And then there's a, funny enough, man, had the kids sleeping in my tobacco cellar. So we've got a, you know, the way the stairs work is you have a little tiny room that the girls call their clubhouse. And then on the other side of it, it's connected to my wife and my room. And we, you know, I call it the cellar because that's where I keep all my pipes and pipe tobacco.
Yeah, so
it's
great.
It's the tobacco cellar. But it's big enough that you can fit a small baby mattress, you know, like a crib mattress.
Yeah.
And and so we still had one of the old you know crib mattresses from back in the day. So we put that on the ground, put pillows all on the floor, and literally the girls slept with the pipe tobacco, man. It was that was what we did, and it wasn't too bad when it was all said and done. But here's a silver lining. Awesome. I got to share this before diving into this week's episode. I promise it's a lot of pipes, like a lot of pipe tobacco, because of course it is IPSD special this week. But no, all right, so. Power went out, you know, put everything out in the yard to keep it frozen because, you know, that's the only thing you can do and everything. When the shift happened, right? When because, you know, it once the sun came back out, it did its magical work here in Texas and heated up all of the ice. I got most of the food in. There was a container of food that I had forgotten. And it got left out in the cooler, so it was protected, but it didn't stay frozen. And this was my container of holiday leftover meats, broths, and gravies. Okay.
Aww.
And, but see, here's the thing. We caught it before any of it went bad.
Okay.
So I made, and this is great. Cause of course, you know, nobody has any food and everything else. And so that night though, I was like, you know what? I'm making something with this. So I made this lamb broth, goose and turkey, like a stew essentially. That was fantastic.
That sounds great.
It was all this like decadent holiday meats, right? Like, and then like this like gorgeous like lamb broth. And it was just, oh man, it was the most delicious meal after like
That's
freezing
awesome.
To death for days, having this like, you know, like decadent like feast of a meal.
It's such a cool,
special.
Yeah, it's something you'll remember for a long time. And your kids will too. You know, you're feasting in the midst of all the, you know, all the, you know, trauma insanity. But man, I'm glad you know, like you said, you wouldn't have treated yourself to that if that hadn't have happened. And so it's kind of a way, you know, the Lord was like, you know what, Bo, you're going to have a good dinner tonight.
A little something for you. A little something for you, man. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to treat yourself here and there. And it's always good to have somebody looking over your shoulder, figuring out if you need a little treat or you need a little trick, if you need a little, you know, if you've been naughty, if you've been nice, if you've been a good pie smoker, or if you, have been a bad one this year. And of course, man, we are going to dive right in to our International Pie Smoking Day special. So before we do this, there's a little bit of context I feel is necessary. For one thing, if you go back last year, and I encourage everybody to do so if you have not done so already, you can listen to our International Pipe Smoking Day podcast from 2020, in which John David gives a great history of International Pipe Smoking Day, kind of how it came to be, the impact on the industry, kind of ways in which, you know, you can kind of support the industry, support small business. And one of the things that we want to really encourage too is, you know, not only is it a great day to go out, smoke a pipe, kind of represent for the community, but you know, if you're not dying in the cold, supporting your local pipe tobacconist, it is a great day for that. And if you weren't able to because of the weather in your area or anything like that, hey, why not make International Pipe Smoking Day all year long? You know, like that spirit of Christmas, we try to keep it all year long. Well, hey, you know what? We should do the same thing there. So make sure that you are supporting your local tobacconist, picking up some great pipes and pipe tobacco, checking out what they've got going on, and thank your tobacconist. So I want to kind of talk about that. But after talking about all that last year, we kind of concluded with this realization that, you know, there needs to be a little something, a little pipe lore. You know, like what is the true meaning of International Pipe Smoking Day?
And if it's the holiday that we all know and love and look forward to, and you know, there's got to be something more to it than just, well, we go buy a bunch of stuff and then sit around and smoke, right? I mean, you know, there's a story there. I mean, you know, if particularly if we're going to talk about it on Country Squire Radio.
That's right. That's right. And there came Steve, man. Pipe smoking Steve, the International Pipe Smoking Day Raptor, going around handing out church wardens and high-end pipe tobacco to all the good pipe smokers and hamster caging up everybody else, man. We are stoked this year to celebrate Pipe Smoking Steve with you. We got so many great emails, letters, and everything else. And, you know, man, I was hunkered there by the cold looking for anything to burn just to kind of keep myself warm. We couldn't get firewood out here in Texas, man. Nobody wanted to sell firewood to Texas at this time of year. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this bag of letters that you sent me by way of the Country Squire. And it's filled to the brim with Dear Steve letters. And man, it was tough because, like, obviously I'm trying to keep my kids warm. I'm trying to stay alive here. But I mean, like, these letters, they needed to go to Steve. I hate to say it, man, but, you know, I had to burn a couple of them. But what I did was I wrote some of them down before I burned them. And we're normally I wouldn't open up letters. You know, that's a federal crime. But see, here's the thing. I had to save them, to preserve them for the spirit of International Pipe Smoking Day.
Yeah.
And so I feel like maybe it's okay for us to read some of these letters, even though they are not for us.
Right.
Yes.
They aren't for us, but, you know, we, and then we, of course, forward on the contents to our dear friend, Steve, who we know and love, but we thought we'd share some of these first.
Let me ask you before we actually, dive into these letters. Did Steve come for you this year?
He did not come for me. He came for me in judgment.
Wow. Okay.
He came for me in judgment. We did. I think that probably the best thing that happened to me around this IPSD, Steve brought us a really nice shipment of Samuel Gaywith tobacco about 3 days before the end of the world. And so, that was nice. I've been clutching that, clinging to that, knowing that when, I actually can get my feet underneath me, and smoke my pipe, and to enjoy it, that I'll be able to pop open a tin of, Kendall Cream Flake or, some Squadron Leader. I just know that is in my near future. So I'm grateful for that.
Very nice. Yeah. Now Steve hooked me up, man. I got Frog on a Log.
That's great.
And I got some Frog Morton Cellar, and I got a beautiful, beautiful, Nording Churchwarden. And, I left my R2-D2 sock out, we have a patio instead of a porch. I wasn't sure if Steve was going to be discerning on that, but fortunately hooked me up. And, I'm stoked. I'm just now that we have good weather, now I can actually enjoy it. But regardless, man, Steve hooked me up. I'm glad to hear that you got hooked up a little bit before the day as well.
Yeah, you got a really nice nice gift there, man. Nording Churchwarden. I've always wanted.
Oh, gorgeous, man. All right, so I gotta say it again with apologies to Andrew Tesser first, or rather Andre Tesser first.
Tessier.
And with double apologies to Andre Tessier. his is gonna have to be the first letter that we have to read here on the show. What did Andre say?
Okay, yeah, this is great. Dear Pipe Smoking Steve, I take to writing you a letter for this International Pipe Smoking Day to wish you well. This year has been rough, and I've been very good. I send people gifts of pipes and tobacco, as well as the occasional bottle. I have not smoked yet this year due to having a bad bout of pneumonia. That said, I'm hoping to be able to make up my long-missed friend of my pipe and fill my bowl once again. With that in mind, I'm asking for some fine tobacco this year, as I do every year, and the ability to smoke some with a friend. All the best, Andre Tessier, age 44. I figure the kids sometimes put in their age when they write to Santa. I was unsure about the protocol with you, Steve. So I like that. You know, you let Steve know, hey, I'm a 44-year-old, and I got stuff going on. So maybe maybe throw me an extra little bobble.
Yeah, there you go. I think Steve keeps up. You know, Santa watches if you're naughty or nice. I think Steve does keep up with the age and age requirements in your area, because you know, got to be discerning. Like if you're too young, then he'll just eat you because he's a raptor. That's what they do. All right, this next one, man, coming from Jim Clough. Clough, I apologize, Jim. Jim, with double apologies, Jim Clough. Now I'm going to read his email, or rather his letter to Steve. Yeah. He says, dear Pipe Smoking Steve, thanks for another great year of pipe smoking. My wish list for the next year is as follows. Let me one day find a sample of McClellan's Christmas Cheer or Balkan Sobrani, but I should focus on giving, to others. For John David Cole, a copy of Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits and a gum nut pipe. For Bo York, a better appreciation for cherry flavored tobacco. The year's supply of sunscreen for his next fishing trip. For all of us, a return to days when we can consider trips to the pipe shop and pipe shows and pilgrimages to the country squire. And again, that is from Jim. Man, what a, like, look at Jim paying it forward. That's a good pipe smoker right there.
That's a solid wish list for International Pipe Smoking Day. Yeah. Oh, man, Jim, thanks. I would love to happen upon a gum nut pipe this year, and maybe we can dig around in the cellar somewhere and find some of that Christmas cheer.
Yeah. So. By the way, your Bob Dylan feedback, that's going to be trickled in. There's too much of it to like put all at once. So we're just going to trickle some of it. Yeah, you're going to have to live with that. You're going to have to live with it.
I have such a, you know, my personality is such where I really try to avoid any type of confrontation because I'm such a passive person. Right. And so for me to get this kind of feedback is I may need a drink.
Well, that's what I'm doing it as a trickle, not all at once, because I love you, man. That's why.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're looking out
exactly.
for me.
All right. Now this one's a little, all right. So like I said, opening up somebody's letters, you're not really supposed to do that. But then what if you find something that makes you a little kind of concerned? You know, like, are you supposed to turn that in?
Yeah.
We had a mission to do, so I got it to Steve where it was intended to go. But
okay,
this one's coming in from Rondi Reeves. What do Reeves have to say, man?
Oh, Rondi, if it's going to be something crazy, it's going to come from Rondi, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of the Country Squire, and man, love Rondi. He says, dear Pipe Smoking Steve, we both know that I have not been a good boy last year. I was not a good boy any year before that, and I will not be this year either. I simply do not have it in me. However, what I do have is Mrs. Pipe Smoking Steve. We will go ahead and call her, oh, my honored guest. If you want her back safe and sound in your little dino arms, you'll make sure that I wake up to the following on my porch this IPSD. This is good.
Wow.
25 pounds each of Throgmorton on the Bayou and Cellar, 28 pound bags of Esoterica, eight pound bags of Esoterica Penzance, three pipes crafted by each of the Iverson family, Sixton, Lars, and Nana. two S Bang pipes carved by Ulf and Pear, a brand new unsmoked Jess Chenoweth pipe, and the pipe collection of Brian Levine that I will hold over a fire pit until he agrees to allow me to guest host the Pipes Magazine radio show.
Wow.
If these few items, all of which will be easy for a magical pipe smoking raptor to obtain, are not awaiting me on my porch on February 20th, the next time you will see Mrs. Pipe Smoking Steve is when you open a few cans of Chicken of the Sea tuna fish.
Wow.
And that's from Rondi. That's dark.
That got dark, man.
That's dark, man. I feel like, you know, we just watched a one of those, I don't know, just a creepy movie. Yeah. I mean, I'm like,
did somebody open up a bag of Cavendish? Cause this is dark right here. All right. This is dark. Oh,
did somebody open up a bag of Cavendish? Cause boy, this is dark.
Yeah.
Ding.
Is this fired man, Kentucky? Because it's dark fired Kentucky.
Exactly. No, it was, man, Rondi, man, I hope it worked for you, man. I mean, that's one of those things that
he's a raptor. He's going to eat you, Rondi. You're probably already dead, Rondi.
Well, and I guess the thing is, it's like, you know, if you're a raptor, do you really care much about Mrs. Pipe Smoking Steve? Like maybe raptors are cannibalistic.
Hey,
like maybe they eat their own.
Miss Pipe Smoking Steve is a saint, and how dare you? How dare you, sir? No, she
bless her heart.
She's a saint. Bless her heart. Absolutely. All right. So there you go, Rondi. Very concerning, but you know, we've got some great thoughts and feedback as well. You know, we said that we wanted to do something kind of special this year, so we did a bit of a kind of a contest for Pipe Smoking Steve to kind of help develop the imagery here, and really kind of got some great entries. Joe Marty was somebody who sent in some of his mixed media artwork, and we'll kind of describe that. But first, I want to kind of like he sent in a great email as well. So what did Joe have to say?
Yeah, he said, first things first, I don't know who the patron saint of pipe smoking is, but a friend recently showed me that St. Catherine de Ricci is the patron of pipe makers and tobacconists. I don't know much about her, and nothing I can find seems to point out why she's connected thusly. She lived in the 16th century in Italy and was canonized by Pope Benedict the 14th in 1746.
Wow.
Number two, since learning last year of the legend of pipe smoking Steve, the pipe smoking raptor, I've been bursting at the seams to share my artistic talents with the world. At last, preparation has met opportunity. I was driving and listening to the podcast when I heard there was a contest for a depiction of this super smoking bird. The shock of this caused my pipe to drop from my mouth. Having dressed my wounds and exchanged insurance information with the nice lady whose car I ran into, I crushed back home as quickly as I could to get started on my masterpiece. Don't worry, the pipe was fine. I lit some incense and several dozen candles to create the proper mood. I also lit a pipe with my most carefully aged Captain Black grape in my grandfather's Dunhill Shell Briar Billiard. I could only sense his presence as I labored, the soft gurgling of my pipe, my only accompaniment as I set forth, bringing to bear all my training in the art of art. I commenced with what I believe to be the definitive rendering of our beloved pipe smoking Steve.
Wow.
I hope you enjoy it. I hope pipe smoking Steve visits my front porch. I'm not sure I want to see mommy kissing pipe smoking Steve, though. At least not until I know what brand of church warden he's leaving. Anyway, we don't need to get into that right now. And that's cheers, Joe Marty. And can I just say, 'twas a night before Christmas, eat your heart out. That was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. All right. So he really leaned into like less raptor dinosaur and more raptor as in bird of prey. I think that if I'm not mistaken, that's the literal translation or literal meaning of the word raptor. So yeah, so we have a bird of prey. How do you even, first of all, bravo. Like there is fine art. There is classic art, minimalist art. There is the kind of art. I don't know if you've ever been to the nation's capital and gone to one of the art museums. You go around and see some of the talents featured from, you know, all across this great country, and you know these historic works of art, and you know part of kind of the collection that you find there. I mean, it spans the spectrum. Mixed media is the direction in which Joe Marty went, and I don't believe I have ever in my life seen somebody go to such links with clip art in a mixed media capacity. But I like, this could be a Banksy. You know what I mean? This is top notch stuff right here. So he has a country squire, a flying country squire, and not just flying, John David. It is flying over the earth. We are in space.
And this is the wagon, like the actual car.
Yes. The actual country squire, which one day we need to acquire.
Vehicle.
Yes. Yeah. So and in the car is a bird of prey, our beloved Steve, smoking his pipe, wearing his monocle, and flying around the car. You can see he's been collecting, man. He's gotten his arms that people have left out for him. he's gotten so many they're flying out of the car, as well as all of the wonderful pipes that he's not being very careful with, but maybe they're falling down to the good people of Earth beneath him. But tucked away in the back of the car, this is really what puts it over the edge, man. It's you and me. It's probably two of the least flattering photos you and me, that you can find out there. And I'm got a pretty baller pipe, clip art pipe, and you are smoking your Bappy pipe.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah. So, bravo, Joe. Bravo. I could tell, it's one of those things you read your email and you just see like, oh man, like Joe's got some talent, but then you actually see it and you're like, oh my goodness. Like I didn't realize we were in the presence of a Picasso here. This is incredible stuff. So anyway, these will be posted, by the way. So you'll be able to take a look at these.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. So that's from Joe, and it's a contender. I'm going to put it up there. It's a contender, man. our next one is from Dirk. Let's see. I will read this one. He says, "Hey guys, I just listened to the current episode. It so happened that in December, I drew a Christmas card for my friend, pipe maker David S. Huber, It doesn't show Pipe Smoking Steve, but Xavier, the pipe smoking T-Rex, who is, as every kid should know, Steve's not so little helper. So he helps Steve to bring all the nice tobaccos and pipes to all the good pipe smokers and fills up the pipes and the bad pipe smokers with old cigar stumps, which he collects from the small tobacco shop's ashtray. Happy International Pipe Smoking Day. Your friend Dirk, please excuse the quality of the picture. Whatever, Dirk. This is actually, you know, like Dirk's drawing right here is like, this is legit. It's great.
I'm for it. I mean, I think it, you know, he's got a prominent pipe, obviously, to join with his T-Rex teeth and his, you know, proper IPSD, you know, cotton ball ordained hat. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. He's got the correct proportion in his arms and everything's just right.
Well, you know, you think about a T-Rex, a pipe smoking T-Rex would have to have a church warden. Right, because the arms and everything, it'd be impossible for him to, like, you can't give him a nose warmer. That's not happening. Like, he's got to have a long stump.
True.
I love this, man. I'm giving some props. Now, technically, obviously, this is not Pipe Smoking Steve, but the addition of Xavier is helper. And I also like the idea of, like, it's kind of like a reverse on Santa Claus, because Santa Claus is a big dude.
Yeah.
He's got all these little elves helping him out. Well, it's the exact reverse, right? Steve's kind of, you know, he's a little raptor, but he's got a giant T-Rex who's going around helping him out. And he's adorable. He's so cute. I'm giving points to this one, man. I think Dirk might be onto something here. So that's a good one. All right. Next up, man, Sean Michael. What did Sean have to say?
Sean says, JD and Bo, huge fan of the show. Country Squire Radio was easily my best pandemic find. it took the end of the world for you. You're like, oh, I'm really desperate. I need content, right? What an awesome pipe smoking community you have both built together. Anyway, y'all crack me up. And as such, I would not pass up the opportunity to create my own interpretation of Pipe Smoking Steve. I started a pipe smoking club in my homeowners association in Arizona. Oh, wow. And nice. We are so looking forward to celebrating IPSD this Saturday. If you're a fan of The Office, you'll understand the hamsterish and admirable reference is a hat tip of some classic Dwight Schrute. If you're not a fan, I feel sorry for you. So he says, happy IPSD, and that's from Sean Michael.
All right, now this is great, man. So Sean, he went with kind of like a raptor smoking a pipe, obviously. I mean, it's Steve, right? It's Steve.
Yeah.
He does have the bag. I love the symbol on the bag he's got here. He's got kind of two church wardens crossed, but also like a hamster face, like looking at you. And as he says, hamsterish or admirable. I think this was Dwight. He's referencing the episode where Dwight, I believe, dresses up as Krampus or something like that, or Sinterklaas, or I don't know, some weird German thing. And so I think that's what's going on here. But he gave the addition of wings to Steve. So rather than flying around driving his country squire, he's actually like rolling around. He's got kind of a dragon wing situation, which
is
kind of cool. Maybe Steve's, maybe he breathes dragon breath too, you know?
I think he lights his breath. You could go in a lot of directions here, but yeah. That's great.
This is good stuff, man. Like, look, we've got some talented. We also have some very untalented, but we got some incredibly talented listeners to Country Squire Radio. And, you know, there was one person that I knew when I threw the challenge. You know, we got thousands of folks that tune in, right? Like, this is the thing. Like, we speak to thousands of people on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But I knew when I said we were going to do an art competition, I knew I was talking to one person in particular, and you know what? He knew I was talking to him. Thousands of people. He knew who I was talking to, and he
stepped up to the plate. Yeah, he did.
Man, the member numero uno, the longtime listener, dear friend of the show, Russ Hicks. You know, Russ has been featured on the show in the past, and is a pipe tobacco fanatic. He is somebody who is, I think, one of a great representative of kind of, you know, the community as a whole, especially from a, you know, from a consumer standpoint, has a bunker, you know, like you want to know where Steve gets all of that, all of his McClellan.
He gets it from Russ.
He gets it from Russ. That's what's happening. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I knew that Russ was going to deliver some art, but I also know, because Pipe Smoking Steve is probably raiding his like cellar every single year,
he's gonna throw some shade.
He's gonna throw some shade. So let's take a look at this, man. So Russ, you know, for those that don't know, is an incredible artist. He has got very much kind of a style about him, like professional grade quality here. I mean, like absolutely insane. John David, you sent me this picture, and of course, with everything going on, it wasn't able to arrive at the shop yet. But
correct,
Russ was able to send a picture of the drawing. It's amazing. Here we have, I mean, like true to form, it is pipe smoking Steve rocking his pipe, but looking a little frustrated, and in his hand, in his left claw, ready to hurl towards some poor unsuspecting bad pipe smoker. Not hamster cage tobacco, ladies and gentlemen. He's throwing the full hamster at him.
It's the actual hamster. Yeah.
It's the actual
hamster. I love this. What Russ has done, if you can imagine a voluptuous raptor, you know, that's got a lot of detail and may have eaten too much holiday cheer for IPSD. right. you know, and he's got his pipe, a nice straight billiard. He's got his monocle, a really handsome stovepipe hat as well. And except this raptor is in the position of a Major League Baseball pitcher, crow hopping, like ready to. This is a crow hopping raptor, ready to hurl the baseball to home plate. Except in his hand is a hamster, and it's just beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. So the image alone, I mean, like to me, this would have won. But Russ, come on, man. You let the bitterness. And I get it.
See,
every single year. Yeah, go
ahead.
This
is why. Yeah, no. This is why Russ loses. It's a beautiful drawing.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely insane.
And he just couldn't hold his tongue.
He couldn't hold his tongue, man. So disrespectful. This is what he wrote. He wrote there on this like an amazing artwork. He said, "Steve, right. The monocle wearing pipe smoking raptor is dumb. Let Bo down gently. Nevertheless, he's getting a hamster to the back of the head." So disrespectful. So disrespectful, Russ.
Disrespectful of pipe smoking Steve.
Oh yeah, you can throw hamsters at me all day, but how dare you go after Steve?
Man, disrespectful of the holiday, of the tradition. Think of all the kids out there that are weeping on their pillow because of Russ's commentary
just
here.
Awful.
It's really tragic, you know.
It is absolutely tragic. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? But again, I get it. Because like, you know, if Steve is trying to go out there and give McClellan to all the good pipe smokers out there, like he's got to be getting it from somewhere. You know, Santa Claus has the North Pole. I think it's safe to say that Steve's residence is in fact Russ's tobacco bunker.
The lair in he has a lair in Russ's house. Yeah.
I think that's right. It's him and Xavier, and they're like right underneath his house. Xavier's bumping his head all the time. It's rough having dinosaurs for roommates, man, especially magical pipe smoking ones. But you know what? But Russ, great album, not album art, great artwork. It's incredible. All of these will be featured on our website. We got to choose a winner, man. Who are we going to go with?
I'm going with Joe Marty. I think Joe's work is incredibly creative. It is demeaning of us in just the right way.
Just the right
amount of disrespect, you know. I mean, he just brought everything together in a way that I think represents the spirit of IPSD.
There you go.
And he wasn't inconsiderate of pipe smoking Steve.
No. I mean, he made him a bird, but
Russ. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I think you're right, man. The mixed media is. It's really just some grade A quality.
It's just beautiful, man. This is, I mean, Joe, I didn't know you had it in you, brother.
Well, Joe, you will be finding out what you won sometime soon. But before we can tell you all of that and all the wonderful things that we have for the rest of the show, which is not much, man. We're about to have to wrap this thing up. But of course, we can't do so without talking about our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
Man, that is right. Of course, Missouri Meerschaum Corncob Pipe Company, Washington, Missouri, have been longtime sponsors of our show. And we're just so grateful for them. This week, we're talking about the Diplomat Fifth Avenue Corncob Pipe. It stands out among our designs as the most popular in our larger filtered pipes. The tall cylindrical bowl and handsome profile are perfect for those desiring a slightly longer than normal smoke time. It's just a really handsome pipe. It's one of those that you could pull out in a more dressy situation or something when you want to be more down to earth. If you're taking a long road trip or something, it's just got a really generous bowl that you can load up and smoke for a long time. So really great. It also comes in a two pipe gift set that you can get with the straight and the bent variety, and just a handsome pipe. You can get it from Missouri Meerschaum. They'll ship it right to your door. Go to corncobpipe.com, and for $13.29, you can get your own Diplomat Fifth Avenue corncob pipe.
That's exactly right, Matt. And of course, big thanks to the folks at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week is coming in from DJS, who writes in saying, if Steve is to bring me a church warden with olive wood bowl, are there notable differences in caring for olive wood as opposed to briar? For example, would the salt method work for olive wood? And again, that is coming in from DJS.
Yeah, DJS, my guess is you're not going to want to use the salt method on olive wood. Now, I've never done it before, but I probably would not do it. But number one, olive is not briar, and so it's not going to have the durability that that briar has. But also, you know, the salt method is pretty harsh on a pipe. I mean, it's one of those, in my mind, I've kind of gotten to where I think of the salt method almost like a last resort type thing, because it in itself works a pipe pretty hard. Part of the beauty of the olive is not just the the look of the grain and just the it's a different type of wood to look at and has its own beauty. But that, it kind of imparts the flavor of the wood into the tobacco as well. I like that about my olive pipes that I have. And so, I would steer clear of the salt method with your olive pipe. Other than that, don't know anything else, as far as special care or anything. I've always treated my olive wood pipes just like I do my briar, as far as, cleaning and, maintenance and everything. Enjoy. If you do have a church warden with an olive wood bowl, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Just respect it like you would any briar pipe. And I think you'll be able to enjoy it for years and years.
Absolutely. And hey, hopefully you got one this year. I don't feel like I've seen that many church warden olive wood pipes all that much, just in terms of my mileage. Yeah,
I can probably count the number I've seen on one hand, I would think. Yeah. Not a lot of church warden olive pipes out there, but I'm sure they're beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for that question, DJS. And if you've got a pipe question of the week for us, you can send it into the show. That's show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
Quick fire question!
Ow!
All right, man. Quick fire questions. International Pipe Smoking Day edition. All right, these are gifts. All right, these are kind of, I guess, whether or not you want to give them or get them, but these are just kind of choosing a gift. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Tacky pipe smoking sweater or tacky pipe tie?
Oh, pipe smoking sweater for sure. Particularly last week when we were all about to die of hypothermia.
Well. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a pipe smoking sweater? Because that needs to be a thing.
I'm sure. I hope there's one out there.
Yeah. All right. If you've got one, send a picture. We want to see it. I'm going to go with you. Yeah. Tacky sweaters all the way. You got to do it. All right. High-end tobacco or high-end pipe?
High-end tobacco.
Yeah. Hard to get.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Not just expensive. It's also got to be hard to get.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that as well, because it's one of those things that's easier to shop for or to receive a gift from. But I feel like the pipe requires too much like personal touch on it. Right. Like,
yeah.
I want to choose my own pipe. I figure you probably want to choose your own pipe. It's, you got to know me super well. You got to know me better than myself to know what kind of pipe to get.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be difficult. Although, man, our boy Mark VV like nailed it this Christmas. So it can be done. It can be done. But yeah, so the safe bet though is pipe tobacco. Snacks that complement a smoke, such as like chocolates and nuts, that sort of thing, or a pipe tobacco flavored snack.
Yeah, I don't want to eat a pipe tobacco flavored snack. I love.
And you have.
I love. And I have. I have. I definitely have. But yep. But yeah, I would go with the complimentary snacks that would be perhaps particularly like dark chocolate, which is good for cleansing the palate or kind of resetting the senses a little bit if you're trying different tobaccos. So yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. All the way. Anything that tastes like pipe tobacco, except for coffee. Coffee is the one. like edible thing that has had like notes of pipe tobacco that has actually been kind of quite good.
Yeah.
Actually Bean Fruit has one. I can't remember which blend it is, but whenever I get it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. This is good. All right. And then finally, okay, this is great. Think about decorating for next year, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have a pipe tree, and you got to think about like a bottle tree, like we have down here in the South, but yeah, like with pipes.
Okay.
Or a pipe wreath, or a giant pipe made of pipes, thinking, you know, Nording style.
A la Nording. Yeah. Yeah. I think I want a pipe wreath. That sounds really pleasant to me. Yeah. It's something that, you know, I could hang on the door. It's very festive. It's one that, you know, perhaps if you, you know, are in need of a pipe, you could go pluck a pipe off the pipe wreath and then put it back when you're done type thing. I don't know. That just seems right to me.
Okay. No, I can definitely see that. I love the idea of a pipe tree. You know what I would really choose is not even on here. It's the pipe throne.
Yeah.
It's the Missouri Meerschaum pipe throne.
Pipe throne. Yep. Which is pretty sweet.
Oh yeah. That thing was awesome. I like that. That is one of the coolest things. And they've got a lot of cool things at Missouri Meerschaum, but like that pipe throne in particular, come on, man. That's where Steve needs to sit. That's like, you know how like you bring the kids and everything?
That's where Steve needs to sit.
Yeah. And we all go to Missouri Meerschaum. We sit on Steve's lap, and if he doesn't eat us, then we get to tell him what we want for IPSD next year. That'd be great. That's what needs to happen.
And the lore grows.
Yeah. Well, so that's the final thing, man, that I want to kind of wrap up this episode with. But before we do that, of course, if you got some quick fire questions, send it into the show. That's show@countrysquireradio.com. Man, it has been a lot of fun this year, finding kind of new and interesting ways to celebrate International Pie Smoke Day. This was all a lot of fun. It was all very lore centric and really kind of letting the community establish some fun things that hopefully we'll carry on a bit as in the years to come. But I wanted to ask you, man, like, are there any traditions that we might incorporate into next year? And I'm not thinking as much about kind of the lore aspect of things, but like, you know, should there be, for example, you know, a gifting of like a cleansing of the cellar, right? So you've got pipe tobaccos that have been in there for years. You put them up, not because you love them, but because you're never going to smoke them. You know what I mean? Like you've got them in there. And it's,
you know,
like,
that's interesting. Yeah.
Maybe like, it's like giving that forward this year, you know, maybe you be pipe smoking Steve to your neighbors or something of that nature.
I like that. Yeah. Cause you know, there is a lot of tobacco in my cellar that, you know, we've kind of, you know, I love the tobaccos that I've collected and I'm happy that I, you know, have a cellar like I do. But at the same time, like, you know, that there'd be nice to, you know, pick that one English blend out of the cellar that I'm just never going to get to and give that to someone that, that would enjoy it. So, I think we ought to run with that. I think that's good
stuff.
I think
there's something to that. And the other thing is pipe apparel. So, you know, mentioned like having some sort of like pipe smoking a sweater
or tie or, perhaps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I really like the wreath. I like the wreath concept.
I would like a pipe crown. What was it? Was it Michael's? Sean, I think somebody, who was it? I want to make sure I quote it. Sean Michael. That's right. Sean Michael made the reference to Dwight Schrute. There's an episode where Dwight is wearing a hay crown, like a crown made of hay. I kind of want that, but made entirely out of Missouri Meerschaum pipes. I would think that'd be incredible.
Yeah. You know,
pipe crown.
Yeah.
And you sit on the pipe throne. It'd be great. All right. So here's another one. The lunt of shame. Okay. So this is if you have in your possession, like, you know, we all have something in our possession we're not proud of. Right. Yeah. Like there's like that pipe or that pipe tobacco that you bought and you really wish you had. Maybe it's because it was way too expensive. Maybe because it was way too cheap. Maybe you were starting out and you just wanted to look cool. So you got the thing that like everybody said you should get, but you really don't even like it.
And now you know better. Yeah.
Right. So maybe you need to do the lunt of shame where you actually smoke that pipe or smoke that pipe tobacco while you're out and about. So you are, you know, doing the thing, showcasing, you know, you're a pipe smoker, but doing so with a little bit of shame.
It's kind of like penance. Yeah.
Yeah. Pipe penance. I like it. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there as a couple of different ideas, because I think probably what we'll do for next year is as we get closer to International Pipe Smoking Day 2022, we'll probably have the community kind of think about what traditions they might incorporate next year and share those as part of our show. You know, I think it'll be a lot of fun. But man, I got to tell you, I've had a blast with this week's episode. I have a feeling this is going to be like a polarizing episode, full on Ewoks. I cannot wait.
I love it. I'm for it. We got to vent about our reality and we got to tell some wonderful pipe smoking, IPSD 101 kind of lore and learned more about the mental state of some of our listeners. And, I think it's great.
it's a good one, man. So we got some great episodes to come as well. So stay tuned and stick around. We've got you want to encourage folks, if you want to write into the show, send us your thoughts and feedback. You can also email the show at countrysquireradio.com. You can keep up with us on the social medias. John Dave is at John David Cole, or the shop is at _countrysquireradio, or the show's handle is at Squire Radio, where we'll be posting the pictures that we discussed on this week's episode, so you can check them out there. All that information, of course, and more can be found at countrysquireradio.com. And I think that is going to probably do it for us, man. It's been a fun show. I love featuring like listener feedback and emails and really just showcasing the amazing community that's out there and all the creativity that comes with it. And I just want to like really affirm everybody who sent in, especially their artwork. Y'all, great, great stuff.
Well done. Even
the stuff that's obviously not great is great. So we really appreciate it. All right, man. Well, I think that's going to do it for us. Hey, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.